Been joined by our first special guest this morning. It's Neil from Premier Ford. Morning, Neil. How are you?
Morning. How are you doing?
It's been a long time since, because we used to play football not together. I don't think we were ever on the same team, were we?
I don't think so, no.
You was always one of those players that always took it a bit seriously and went in a little bit harder than most chaps.
Well,
you had a
maybe.
Bit of a reputation. But you're a good footballer. Are you still playing now?
I am still playing, yeah.
Are you really?
A little bit, yeah. Crikey. In my old age.
Why do you say it like that? Are you really?
Well, you know.
We're so old, that's why.
No, really, it's great, because I still want to play, but dodgy knee won't let me.
I've got dodgy knees, but they're still letting me at the moment. So
how long have you been at Premier Ford?
I've been at Premier Ford probably 9 years as my second stint as a manager, and 3 years before that as a salesman, so 12 in total, about.
How long have Premier Ford been going for? On the island.
We celebrated our 90th anniversary a couple of years ago.
Really?
So
that's on the island?
That's as a Ford representative on the Isle of Wight, yeah. And that's not Premier Ford. I mean, that's we were originally Chiverton's, and it's gone through a few, but it's always been the same business. So.
Do you know, I remember some kind of open day where, it may have been when you first moved to the site where you are now. We're probably going back to my stepdad was alive then, and he got free tickets to some kind of open day, and they got people out the crowd. They're doing special things, and they had this rerun of Red Rum in the Grand National. They got people out to commentate.
My time, but I've heard of that.
And I remember being there, and it was the funniest thing ever, because they did it about three times. So you had the whole of the Grand National, and somebody was going through the race. And halfway through, this bloke says, "Oh, and I think Red Rum's going to win this one." And
yeah.
I think, yeah, we've seen it twice tonight already. Anyway, so your role is your sales manager.
Yep.
See, I think that's not a snazzy enough title. We should give you a snazzier title.
I don't need a snazzy enough title. General Dog's Body.
Do you know, I must admit, we've got a young lady that is, you've met her outside, Ali, and she's got I think it's a Fiesta. A little orange Fiesta, and I must admit, I like the look of that little car. So what do you do when people come around? Do you sort of move them in a direction, or do they know what they want?
It's very much, I mean, these days it's very different to how it used to be. The customers are much more armed now when they come in the showroom. They know exactly what we do. You know, the internet is there, isn't it, for everyone to use, and there's so much information out there. So, you know, we know we've got a great product. People tend to know all about it before they get to us in a lot of cases, so we're just kind of demonstrating the product, showing you what it can do. Still, buying a car is still a very tactile thing, so you still want to come and touch it, feel drive it, we're doing really well, and we're really happy with the range. We've got a fantastic range of cars. I think the best range of cars we've ever had since I've been selling Fords.
So go on, what have you got? What have you got at the moment?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the Fiesta.
Yeah.
Fantastic little range there, from the style up to the STs, the sporty models, which are incredibly popular on the island. The KA, which is, again, a great small car for the island. We have got our EcoBoost engine, which is a 1 litre engine, which people have to drive to believe. Because it's the equivalent of an engine that puts out the equivalent of an old 1.6 or 1.8 petrol engine in a 1 litre, so it's not sluggish in any way, but it's much, much more economical than anything we've ever produced before.
So how many miles a gallon would that do?
I think probably on the island, depending on what you're in, I mean, if you take a Fiesta, for an example, with 100 PS engines, we're getting them up to the mid-40s.
Wow.
I mean, if you're doing motorway driving, they're talking about them doing 60-plus, so... You know, these things are fantastic, and that's a petrol engine, you know, and sort of, we all know the problem certain manufacturers are having with their diesel engines at the moment. Diesel does seem to be going the other way, and petrol is taking on a new lease of life, so.
I love my XR2, it's going back.
Your XR2?
Yeah, with the Pretenders blazing out.
That's showing your age now. So, I mean, how many cars you got on the forecourt? I mean, how much space you got there?
Well, used-wise, we tend to have a display. We've always got sort of 50 cars in stock from a used point of view.
Yeah.
Ranging from kind of £4,000 up to £25,000, £30,000. And obviously in the showroom, we've got a 9-car showroom, so you can really come and see the whole range. We're able to supply everything. We've just been granted our Ford store status for the Isle of Wight, which is means we can supply Focus RS, the new Mustang, the new Vignale product, which is the very plush Mondeo product at the moment, and that's only going to increase the range. So we've really got everything on site that you want, including commercial vehicles. So
I must admit, I'm not just saying this because you're here. We've sort of go for a lot of walks around Newport now, and there's obviously a few other garages around as well. And you go past them, and you think, crikey, they all look the same. All the cars look the same. But the one thing I will say about the Fords, they always look kind of sleek and sexy to me. I used to have a Ford Focus, a black Focus,
and I've got
to be honest, my favourite ever car. My favourite ever cars, and I wish I had the equivalent now, but obviously the funds don't stretch that far. I mean, they're top of the range motors, let's be honest, aren't they?
The manufacturers are now on such a competitive level that you really have to be at the top of your game, and the design of the Fords now is such that you can recognise them. You know, they don't fall into that gap where they all look the same as everything else. The problem with it is when you are a market leader like Ford.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to follow you,
so you always
have to be continually reinventing yourself, and they do it very well. Like I say, we've got a great range of cars and vans, and everybody wants a piece of them at the moment.
So, I mean, do you deal with things like, because we were looking into very recently, could we lease a vehicle for an outside broadcast? That's right, that's Max. He's ever so professional.
Ever so professional.
I turned
ever
mine
so.
Off.
Yeah, we both turned ours off, mate.
Sorry. Smack wrist.
So, do you do that as well? Leasing of
businesses? Yeah, I've got a local business specialist, Ivan Ward. He deals with all our commercial vehicles, all our leasing requirements, so whether it be car, commercial. We can offer you everything, you know, any way of buying, any way of leasing.
Yeah.
We're there and we can put a quote in front of you.
Excellent. I mean, it's good to see you for more reasons than just talking about cars. But if you want to give us a website details so we can
Look. The website is www.premierford.co.uk.
Does that take you straight through to the local one?
That takes straight through to our own website. You'll see all our used cars there. All our contact details are there of all the guys that deal with, like Ivan, who does our commercials, Ray and Graham, who do our Motability sales, and then you've got Lee, who does all our new and used, along with the rest of the guys. So everybody's on there. You can get hold of them all. It's a good website, and it will show you all our stock and everything that we do.
Okay, excellent. That's just what you want, isn't it? You want to be able to see it as well. But go for a walk, along the River Wye. But I've got some good news because they're doing that road, because that road is awful, isn't it?
Are any of the roads any good?
Well, some of them are. I mean,
the ones they've relayed.
But I think that's being done next year, or maybe. I think it was late next year they're doing it, so you'll be right then. But that road outside is dreadful. I feel sorry for you guys, but, I'm guessing that's the way of the world these days.
It is, I guess. But, they are slowly getting there, aren't they?
Sure.
That's the one thing you can say about that.
Good to see you, Neil. We'll hopefully see you again soon. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk to one of your colleagues in a mo, because, when we buy the car from you then want some aftercare as well.
That's right, and we offer all of that, and Simon will talk to you about that as well.
Okay, brilliant. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back with some of them. What did we come back with? We come back with Desmond Decker. www.vectusradio.com. Really, 26 minutes away from 11, you're with Vectis Radio. It's Mecca and Max here for a Thursday. We've got our lunchtime social debate. We're talking Halloween, anything Halloween today, from 12 o'clock. We've just been joined by Simon from Premier Ford. Now, we bought the car from Neil, and then after we get the car, we get some aftercare from Simon. Morning, Simon. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, not bad at all. Obviously, not enjoying the rain.
Well, it's got to happen at some point. We've had a dry month.
The gardens need it.
Aftercare.
We do anything from changing a bulb to carrying out a full service and doing an MOT. We also do a special thing to do with Ford, because obviously we're the only Ford main dealer on the island. We carry out a service that, say your vehicle's older than 4 years, we do a service for £125. But additional to that, we will give you a free roadside assistance for a year, which is basically a cost of about £270, and that's free.
That's brilliant. A saving.
That's
so
brilliant.
If you say the mids of winter, lots of snow around, you don't use your car for 2 or 3 weeks, and your battery was flat, then obviously that assistance, you could phone up the service, they'd come out and they'd start your vehicle for you and make sure your battery's fine. Obviously, if your battery was faulty, then they'd come into ourselves and we'd change that for you.
How brilliant is that? Because let's be honest, if you're buying a second-hand car, you know, there's always that thing that you need peace of mind, don't you? And that's what you're going to get.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And it just gives you... No one ever wants to break down, and no one ever wants the reliability of an emergency service, but it's something that we do as a main dealer, which is a really good tool. Also, it's for Europe as well. So it's not set on the Isle of Wight. Obviously, if you go to the mainland, go to France, it still covers you there.
Covers you.
So how long does the cover last?
It's for a year. So obviously, if you have a yearly service... When you have the service the next year, then you'll get another free 12 months assistance.
Okay, so you can renew it?
Yeah, yeah, basically it just continues. That's the whole idea of coming into the full main dealer. Obviously, £125 is a pretty cheap for a service. Obviously, it includes a Ford trained technician working on the vehicle, and obviously my guys are the best, that's why they work for me. And also using the Ford bits.
So £125 for a year?
For a year service, absolutely,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Including parts, labour and VAT, that's it. That's what you pay.
That is excellent.
We do a major service for £195.
A major service?
Yeah,
major
service for that.
Crikey, what do you get for the major service?
Major service, you obviously get the vehicle looked over from front to back. You know, the tyres, the brakes, the lights, the levels. We change the oil filter, the air filter. If it's a diesel vehicle, we change the fuel filter. Obviously, bleed the diesel system. If it's a petrol vehicle, we change the spark plugs.
How brilliant is that?
It's very good.
So you can buy a car knowing full well that you are covered. You're going to, you know...
Absolutely.
You haven't got that worry of...
It's peace of mind, isn't it, for the year?
Yeah, definitely. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of dodgy roads that you wouldn't want to break down on the Isle of Wight.
Exactly that. And obviously, again, if you need anything... in between the services, or you've got a question, then we're on the other end of the phone, or you can pop into the dealership, have a nice cup of tea and coffee.
Well, sounds very friendly, doesn't it?
It does.
And welcoming.
Because let's be honest, you talked to some people, you went boss-eyed then.
Did I?
Yeah, it just sort of threw me a bit.
Are you sure? This is my natural look.
No, it's sort of, you want to be able to talk to somebody that's, down the road, don't
it's
you?
It's human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, obviously, with a dealership, you know, they're not human. You know, one of the big things we're doing is we're encouraging the Venus Awards as well. Local business women, where we do that. We had the launch evening at the dealership.
Okay. Do you have anything other than Ford on your forecourt?
With regards to the workshop, I'm more than happy to service and repair any make of vehicle.
Yeah.
Obviously, with regards to the roadside assistance, that's purely for Ford vehicles. Mm. But we do sell other makes and models, but predominantly Ford. But again, my workshop, we look after some big contracts that run Vauxhalls. So we're more than happy to do any makes of vehicle.
So what I'm just thinking, just say for instance, Joe Bloggs off the street has got a car and he comes in to see you, you'll trade it in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So again, if Joe Bloggs doesn't want to trade his car in, wants it MOT'd or serviced, then I'm more than happy to do that as well.
Mm. Okay. So then you've got that car to sell on at some point, so you would have different other
cars?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. Of course.
Okay. And you service those as well?
We service those. And if just say, for example, you had a Focus... And your wife or girlfriend or partner or daughter had something like a Corsa, then we're more than happy to service that for you.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for a small car. What's the smallest one?
We do a little KA.
Right. Okay.
It's very nice. Very good little car.
Do you know what I like about the KA? It's I saw one with a soft top, and it just changes. It don't go.
No.
Don't go.
No.
It just changes the look, and it looks sleek and sexy. I like it.
Whenever I've had a convertible.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the weather's not very good, is it? Half the time to get your roof down. Whenever I've had one, the weather's been appalling. It's rained more that year than ever, so I've hardly ever got the roof down.
Oh, right. What we're saying is for him not to buy a convertible when we have sun.
Mm.
In actual fact, the reason it's raining today is because you're thinking about buying a convertible.
Exactly. Right, okay.
You're only thinking about it when we get rain.
See what you've done?
It's being wiped out of my mind. I'm not going to bother. But I am going to come and see you guys.
Good.
I am. Details of the website?
service@premierford.co.uk. Obviously, Neil gave the Premier Ford website anyway. You can go through that, filters to the service department, and obviously any questions, inquiries, then we can get back to you.
Okay.
Or obviously we can phone the normal line.
So just say, for instance, if somebody's got a Ford, they've probably been sold, something along the lines of, you know, a package, but if they haven't got one, can they come and see?
Yeah, of course they can. And obviously we can also, regards to the servicing, we can do like a service plan. So effectively, say the service, as we said, £125, you could do a service plan would probably be something like £12, £10 a month. so you could pay every month. So when it comes to that service, the service is already paid for.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
Hey, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
Kick you off back in the rain now.
Thank you very much.